Today, Melanie Roy reflects on the career of the British author for children and young people, Enid Blyton.
This month marks the anniversary of the creation of Noddy, the doll with a wobbly head who captured the hearts of children in many parts of the world over half a century ago. In November 1949, he appeared in Little Noddy Goes to Toyland, written by the British author Enid Blyton. Mrs. Blyton wrote nearly 600 books for older children. Among them are mystery and adventure series like The Famous Five, The Secret Seven, and The Five Fine Daughters, and stories of boarding school life about the fictitious St. Clairs and Mallory Towers. Most of her works show a superb grasp of formula writing and the dynamics of wish fulfillment. Her exotic and lonely desert islands, ancient castles, and deep forbidding forests, all to be surveyed from a safe distance, offer a synesthetic extravagance of sight, sound, and smell. Fairies, pixies, elves, and brownies are found within easy reach in the garden. Even Blyton's realistic detective stories are full of animals who can think and act like humans, and the stories bank on the perennial desire of children to be one up over the grown-ups. But probably Blyton's trump card was her inimitable descriptions of food, especially sumptuous high teas in a bucolic Edwardian countryside. As a child in India, my friends and I were drawn to her books, like new generations of Indian children still are, precisely because of things like these foreign and exotic banquets. Growing up, as we did, in an urban, half-westernized environment, we envied the magical freedom that these kids had to go off anywhere and everywhere by themselves. Although Blyton wrote most of her works during and after World War II, they depict England as though the grim realities of war had never existed. Perhaps it is this nostalgic throwback to an other world that still makes her so popular in Commonwealth countries, erstwhile colonies of Britain, and non-English-speaking countries of Europe. Half forgotten in the country of her origin, Blyton's works continue to be discussed and debated in radio programs in Holland, provide themes for Australian films, and inspire Bengali and Hindi comics in India. It is interesting how the richly imagined life of the White Sahib from the imperial past continues to feed fantasies even today.